everyone. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. We're here again with another great show. First of all, as I always do, I want to talk to you a little bit about Mystic Living Today. That's mysticlivingtoday.com, where I have, I think probably, I say this all the time, but I really think this is the month. January is my biggest month ever. And, you know, I started it back in 1999, and then it was really small. But if you go to it, you'll see beautiful work. And actually, my guest tonight is featured there, and we'll talk to her about that. And, you know, it's really a great thing. You can submit excerpts, poetry, articles. I have a lot of people that do poetry. I have a gal who does book reviews and CD reviews, all those kinds of things. And if you would like to submit something, you just send it to stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, like in Tom, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And then, of course, I have to talk about my other site, Stars. And that's stars with a Z, psychics.com. And everybody says, where did the stars come up? Well, you know, I created StarsCast many years ago, back in the 90s. And my webmaster then loved stars. And I started off as an astrologer. So instead of using the S-T-A-R-S, I put a Z there. And, well, he just loved it. So he said, that's it. You got to run with that forever. So we captured all the names, and that's why it's stars with a Z, psychics.com. And also I want to tell you, we have a special going on for new people only, one time. 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25. And that's one time only, and you can choose whoever you want. And that ends up being, of course, a dollar a minute, which is pretty fair. We have a variety of readers. I have some mediums. I have tarot card readers, clairvoyance, clairaudience, all kinds. Read their profiles, get a feel, resonate with one of them, choose one, and just click on chat after you create your account and buy your minutes, and you're good to go. And the minutes stay in your account. They do not expire. So with that, I'm going to bring on my beautiful guest. I say she's beautiful because she really is. If you went to the show page, you will see her pretty picture, and her name is Jennifer Lomberg. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
We're going to talk.
I'm like, oh, I feel so good now.
Well, you are. No, I mean, if they see your picture, you are. And the cover of your book, I've told you this, you look so pretty on it. And I, you know, I give compliments, but I really think you are. And I think you photograph very well. I do not photograph well at all. I mean, I don't think I do. You know, some say, oh, God, you look so pretty. Well, no, not really. I really don't. But you do. Anyways, we're going to talk about all the things that you've done and start at the, kind of the beginning, and about your book, your new book that you've got out right now. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. I have some that I have written down here, but I don't know if we're going to cover them or not. We're going to try. First of all, how did you get started in the field of psychics, being an author, writing? You are an intuitive life coach, an energy healer. I'm going to read all these modalities. A certified NLP practitioner, an herb specialist, a Reiki master, I bow to you, and a yoga instructor. You do, and you're a Christian, of course, and you do all of these things. But tell me, how did Jennifer, what did you do? Just wake up one day and say, well, I'm going to start here and just see what else I can do? How did you begin all of this? How did you start?
Oh, my goodness. So if we start at the beginning, I have always been psychic. So that was always there, but I really tried to hide that for the longest time, right? So I was just going about my business, having my life, you know, I got married, had kids, all those kind of things. And I just got to a point where corporate America just didn't feel right to me. And so I told my husband, I said, I don't know. I just don't know if I should, you know, it just doesn't feel good anymore. And so I thought, well, I'll figure out how to make some money from home and stay home. And one of my girlfriends was she's actually a naturopath. And I had gotten vitamins from her throughout the years. And she's like, you know, you should just do this with me. She said, you send me more customers than anybody. I'm like, she goes, you know all about the herbs. And so I ended up taking some classes and learning all about natural health and those kind of things. And so that kind of led me down to the path of being the herb specialist. And I was kind of like not a health coach per se, but I could help people get healthy based on what was going on with their body and those kind of things. And so I was becoming self-employed by doing that, by being a coach and being an herb specialist and helping people figure out like what their body was lacking. And I'm really passionate about natural medicine because if you go to a doctor, they just want to give you a pill to cover it up. They don't really try to find out what's really going on or why you're not feeling well. But after doing that for so long, and remember this whole time I'm trying to not let anybody know I'm psychic, but what would happen is people were coming to me and I would know that there was maybe something emotional, or I would just automatically
You were reading them, but you didn't tell them, right? You were reading them, but you didn't tell them.
And I wasn't doing it on purpose, like to not let them know, but it was definitely like I would almost instantly know what they needed before we even sat down and did the biofeedback, you know? And so that kept happening. And remember, I'm trying to squash this down because for all of these years I've been psychic, I've been trying to pretend like I wasn't. But when I was helping people, you know, you're so connected with them because you're helping them get better. And it just, I couldn't hide it anymore. And there was one specific time that it was such a random thing that happened. And I just blurted out what I saw before I could even hold it in. And I was like, as soon as those people left, I was like, oh my God. And so I said, okay, God, you did this to me. Either show me what I'm supposed to do with it or take it away. And in that moment was when I had like a living room home office that was in the basement of our house. And it just filled up with spirit everywhere. And I was like, oh, my goodness, here we go. So that was kind of where it started. And I was like, well, I can't hide this anymore. I have to step into this because I've asked for God to take it away so many times. And obviously he wasn't. But I think in that moment what it was is I had never said or asked, show me what I'm supposed to do with this. Because for so long I thought it was a curse, but now I understand it's a gift.
I think, too, you know, Jennifer, a lot of people would just hide it. I know here where I live, there's like only maybe 3 or 4 people know what I do. I read cards and I hear. I'm clairaudient. But I don't, but I'm in the South now, don't forget. And
right.
People, although the people that I meet are very open to this kind of thing, I mean, I'll do readings for people if they ask. I don't promote it at all, but I think it depends upon where you live and the people around you, but you do try to not let people know because they look at you like you're weird. I'll go in a grocery store, and you probably do the same thing, and I don't think I'm as talented as you are. But I look at somebody and my son will say, well, what are you doing? And I said, oh, that lady's not having a good time of life. There's something going on with her. And he looked at me and said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, let me go say hello to her. So I go talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't say anything to her. I just spread this good feeling with her that I want her to have. And maybe she's responding. And maybe she, so it's like maybe for that moment, I changed her life just a little bit. I made her feel better, and that's a gift to me. If I could do that, I'm good to go. You know, I don't need to sit and read the cards. I don't need to do astrology because that's how I got started. I just, but like you kind of kept it within, like there was something wrong with you, but there was nothing wrong with you. Look at you.
But I thought
look what
you've
done.
And I thought I was.
God is so proud of you. I'm so proud of
you.
I mean, look at you. You've written books and look at all this kind of stuff. I mean, goodness gracious, you've done so much and you have more to do. So continue on. I didn't mean to interject, but.
No, it's okay. You're so sweet because I love when you tell me you're proud of me. I'm like, oh, my God, how sweet.
Oh, no, I am. I really, really am.
Yeah. And it really was. You know, I really on some level thought I was going to go to hell. Like, and I know that sounds so dramatic, but it really, I mean, really for the longest time, that's what I thought. That's why I kept trying to push it away. Because I thought if this is something evil or bad, I don't want any part of it. But like I said, when I finally understood that God wanted me to use the gift, and realistically, we all have this within us. It's just we get trained out of not having that divine connection, right? And so... So once I asked, you know, what do I do with this, then that's when everything kind of got really clear. And really, ever since then, the things in my life have just kind of happened. So, you know, part of the certification, the herbal specialties, the classes that I had taken on that was just because, partly because I wanted to get my own self healthy, and I like to do as much as I can at home. You know, when my kids were young and stuff, I always wanted to try to take care of things naturally if we could, you know, and the doctor was
instead
more
of taking a pill from the doctor,
resort.
Because like
yeah,
you said, it
yeah.
just covers it up.
Yeah. So if we could, you know, heal naturally, then that was kind of my, my goal as a mom anyway. So that really wasn't that far out of what I had already been doing from the time my kids were little. Like, I think the first time I ever used herbs, my son was only 3, and it was because he had a virus, and the doctor said, you just got to let it run its course. And I'm like, I'm not going to let this kid be miserable for 2 weeks. So I called the lady that did herbs around the corner. She literally lived like up the road and around the corner, and we had him feeling better that by that next day. So,
yeah.
So, and he's 22 now. So we used herbs as a healing modality for a really long time. So that was kind of natural for me to just be in that. And then whenever I had that little breakdown of, oh my God, show me what to do with this, because the psychic part was becoming so strong, I couldn't. Because when I'm in the zone working with somebody, I'm not thinking about, you've got to squash down the psychic part, you know. I'm just kind of in
right.
the flow.
You really got afraid. You probably got very afraid. Like, this is taking over. I mean, do I really want this? Do I really want to do this? But like I said, you're more gifted than I am. And I shouldn't say gifted. You have, your areas of expertise are more than, I mean, I'm not like you at all. But everybody has a little bit of something in them that they can do. I think it just depends on how we use it. And this was your path. You opened that door, Jennifer. You walked through. And now it was like a wind came with you, and it just blew all the other doors open in front of you, and you just kept walking. So it was more, and you're doing more, and you're writing, and you're doing all this stuff. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I had to giggle. The first time that my guide said I was going to write a book, I laughed. I was like, oh, yeah, right. And then they said, you're actually going to write 3. And I was like, there's no way I'm writing a book. And then the very first book that I wrote came out in 2015, and that was the Embodied Grace book. So it's Embodied Grace, A Woman's Path to Empowerment. And that was the first book. And I really did not expect to ever be an author, but it just naturally evolved. So when I started doing all of this, when I finally asked, okay, what am I supposed to do with this, right? I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch for the next sign. You know what I mean? Like, what's the next thing to do? So I was already doing the health coaching, and I kept seeing these advertisements for like life coaching and, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's health coaching too, but that just didn't seem right to me. So then I thought, you know what, I'll check out the life coaching, see what it is. I'll start learning about that. And I thought, okay, this is great, because I really, when I was a kid, if things would have worked out for me to go to college, I probably would have went into psychology, because I really wanted to help people. Even way back when I was a young kid, I just wanted people to be happy. Like, just, you know, to figure out why there are so many people that I was around that just were never happy. Nothing was ever good enough. You know what I mean? And it just seemed like everything, you know, and that sounds so dramatic too, but I mean, there was literally like, it was just, there was this underlying tone of not being happy. So when I was young, I really thought I wanted to be a counselor or something to try to help people be happy. So
did your parents know that you were psychic?
They did. But it just was one of those things we really didn't talk about. I know when I was in high school, that was back in the day of like Montel Williams on the TV and stuff like that. And I remember Sylvia Brown used to be on there all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My mom would say, if we could just meet somebody like that. And I'm like, that lady's crazy. And I mean, no disrespect to her, because I know that she's a wonder, you know what I mean? Like, she did some wonderful work while she was here. And so I don't mean that to be disrespectful in any way, but I mean, coming from a teenage kid, I'm like, if that's what it looks like to be a psychic, I don't know that I want to do that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. If I was younger and I saw that, I'd say, oh no, I don't want to be that. That would not be something. Well, she had the persona of You know, in that way, I mean, she was, I don't want to say she wasn't a great lady. I didn't know her. But she came off sometimes like being a gypsy. Like,
well,
and she
was so rough.
Yeah, and she was rough looking. You remember what she looked
yeah.
like? And yeah. she would be scary. Go sit at a table with
well,
her. She'd be
yeah.
scary.
That's the thing that
she wouldn't
kid,
be like,
you know,
she wouldn't
cool.
envelop you. I like to be enveloped, meaning I like to feel the warmth all around me from the person that I'm sitting with, or I want to give that to them. I wouldn't get that from her at all, but you know, bless her. She did a lot of good stuff, you know?
She did a lot
but
of
I can
good
see
stuff.
Why you would
and
say
I mean,
that,
but,
though.
But
I can see exactly why you said that.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it was, like, so out there, and I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. You know, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so we really didn't have much reference for it. You know, it just wasn't something that everybody talked about. Now, come to find out, now that I have started doing this work, I did find out that I had an aunt that knew I was psychic from the time I was little, because I was talking to a cousin and she said, oh yeah, mom told me that mom would be my aunt. When I met you, I thought you were so odd. And she said, oh no, mom just said she's just on another plane right now. So like she totally knew, but it just wasn't
yeah.
something we talked about in the family.
Oh, that
so,
was great.
And
you
I
had the right environment to
know her.
Yeah, but you had the right environment to allow you to grow with this. I did not
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
all. But I was raised in a different time. And as a matter of fact, I figure my gifts are to do what I do. I mean, the magazine, Stars,
mm-hmm.
Planet Stars, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's not about reading. Somebody said, well, you should do readings. No, I did so many of them when I lived in Michigan at home. You know, and I think I just had enough. And I think I had enough because I was going to be doing something else, only I didn't know it at the time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I, you know, I always love to talk to people who are so gifted like that, because I just think it's wonderful that you were given this, because like for myself, I don't have it at all. I mean, maybe for myself, I can do it, but I can't do it for somebody else. And again, it comes with confidence. But you didn't really even need that, Jennifer. You knew because you were already hitting on people. I call it hitting on people and knowing annoyingness when you saw them.
Right.
So it was already, you were already there. You didn't need to learn the trade. It was already there for you. How wonderful was that?
Well, and
I worked for a psychic group. There were 50 of them.
Yeah.
I had to interview all of them. Listen to this. I got the job. I knew nothing from nothing. That's how I got my feet wet. And a lot of people that are listening have heard that before. But that's really gave me the exposure to psychics and tarot card readers and mediums and those who could channel. I had a friend that read candle drippings and, oh, my God, I mean, it was just the gamut, everything. We had everything at the psychic fair, and I was the one who set it up, made sure everybody was doing okay, took all the money. I was always the keeper of the money, and that was great exposure for me. And you know what, Jennifer? I wish I would have met you then. I sat back in my chair, and I watched all of them, and I thought, wow, they're so good at what they do. I felt they were better than me.
No.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah,
I felt
and
they were better
the thing,
than me. I mean, and so I wasn't envious. I wasn't jealous. I just wished I could do that. But I later on developed my own deck of cards because of the lady that I worked for. I learned a lot from her. Actually, she taught me a lot. And but I really, I don't think that was my thing to do. You know, Jennifer, I think I was meant to do something else. That was not
well,
my
and that's
whole
what
thing.
I was
like you.
I was just going to say, yeah, I think that's the thing is we all have some gift inside of us, and we all have a divine connection if we know how to listen to it. But we're all here for different purposes, and we're all here for,
right.
you know, we're all
yeah.
here on for some reason. And so not all of us are meant to be, you know, this. Somebody had to run it, right?
Well, and somebody had to get the money. And see, she trusted me. Now,
yeah.
she was very gifted. She was really gifted, that one. I mean, she had her cards, regular cards, but that's how I learned how to do mine, only I made them a little bit better. She could tell you the timing of things. She could tell you, like, you know, people always wonder, well, when is he going to call me? Well, her card was the Three of Hearts. It is mine also. Yep. Do three piles, turn them over. Where's the Three of Hearts? That's going to tell you when he's going to call. And it worked.
Wow.
I mean, I saw it over and over. But you know what it was? She had her it was all about energy. She had her energy in the cards. She believed in the cards, and she believed in the way that she read.
Yeah.
And she looked a little, she looked kind of like a Cleopatra kind of thing. She had this long, really dark hair. I mean, she could be scary looking. I mean, I just knew her as Marlene, but, you know, I mean, people like, they would like stand back because she had this air about her. But it really went with her. She was on the radio and she mentioned my name, and that was kind of cool. But that's where I got my start. But you're right. Everybody, the door will open for you in different ways. I mean, maybe it's in the field. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're an illustrator. God, I wish I could be an illustrator. I just envy them. A writer, an actor, an actress, somebody who plays music. Those are your gifts. But I sat in that chair, Jennifer, and I said, why can't I do stuff like this? I would really love to do it. I'd be really good because I was really kind to everybody. That's why. And can you imagine that? I did have one girl. I remember her name was Susan. She said to me, you know what? And I said, well, this was before computers took off really big. I had a Apple when I met her. She said, you know, I see money falling all over your computer. And I'm looking at her, oh, yeah, how? Really? She says, really? Maybe not now, but you're going to see. Well, I'm running businesses. Look what I'm doing. So she was right.
Yeah.
She was right in a way.
Right.
But, I feel you're very, very blessed in all that you can do. But go ahead, continue. This is so much fun talking to somebody that I know.
I
mean,
really
you know,
fun.
Where did you leave off at? I can't even remember.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, I don't even know where we left off. Well, so anyway, so I started the life coaching and I wrote the first book. And then I started speaking, and it's really about, so actually just what you're talking about of feeling like you're not as good as somebody else or, you know, whatever, that's really not true. And so what happens is when you can tune into your own self and your own divinity and your own heart and really start, you know, asking yourself, what do you even want out of life? Because we all came here to experience, right? And so what happens is we tend to fall into like autopilot, or we just live by default because that's what we're taught or that's what we're quote unquote supposed to do, you know? And so we kind of lose track of knowing that we can kind of decide what we want to experience or how we want to go through life or what we want to do. And so when you start tuning into yourself and start asking yourself, what do I really want? It opens the doorways to looking at new things in life. And so that's where the life coaching really comes in. And then from there, then I started doing the life coaching program and helping people with that. And I laugh because I say I'm a life coach, but I have a built-in BS meter because I've got this.
I love it. That's cute.
So you can't really lie to me. And, you know, and sometimes there's like some people that have worked on something for a really long time and they're like, you know, I've been to counselors and I just can't get past whatever this is. Well, we'll find out, like, when I start working with them, I'll be like, well, no wonder, it's a past life thing. You've got a contract, we've got to clear. Like, you can't figure that out with a counselor because they're not gonna see that, right?
If you went to a spiritual counselor, maybe you could.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But I don't even know if they exist. Well, I guess they do exist. Yeah, they do. They do, but.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So, but if you go to like a traditional, you know, counselor, psychologist or whatever, that they're going to look at what's going on with the human stuff and, you know, whatever, and try to help you fix that. But when you're working on stuff, or if you don't like know what you want, maybe it's because you're not really in tune with your heart, or you don't feel like you're good enough or you're valuable enough, or you don't deserve what you want. So that's
right.
A lot of the women that I work with are the ones who they're like, you know, sometimes you just end up working so hard and you lose track of what you even want out of life, or you feel like it's not good enough, or you feel like what you are doing isn't good enough. Like you were saying, well, I wish I could be one of them, but you have to be in that position because that was what your job is. That's what you're good at. You know, like even with the Mystic Living Magazine, like I know you're the one that organizes it. You're the one that keeps it together. So everybody has
different. Yep, I'm the one that does it. Exactly. And it was responsibility.
Yeah.
So obviously, I was not supposed to be sitting across the table from somebody doing their cards. Not that it wasn't a good thing to do, but there was a different purpose for me. But I didn't see it then at all. I just kept collecting the money and running the shows, and we did monthly meetings. You know what I did do is I kept learning from her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say to her, well, I have some questions. Throw your cards. She'd look at me and she'd say, you just want to learn how to do these, don't you? I said, yes, I do. She said, okay, let me help you. Let me show you. But you see, for me, like I said, the Three of Hearts is love, a phone call from somebody that you care about or you're dying to hear from, okay? But for her, other cards meant different things for her. And I decided that I would use my cards in a way that I could put numerology and astrology with it. And I do that. You know, so Three of Hearts is actually the third house, the number three, that's communication. So it really makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was so easy to figure them out. I told her this, and she said, how did you do that? She would just read. The cards had the descriptions all around the cards. And then she just got to know her cards so well, she didn't even look at those. She didn't have to. She could pick up any deck of cards and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted my own style, and I did do my own style. But did you learn from anybody? Did you see anybody doing some of this and you thought, gosh, I want to do it that way? Or you just kind of just went off on your own?
I just did what my guides directed me to do.
Okay.
And so I can't even remember when I got my first deck of cards, but I think we were at, we might have went to a Body, Mind, Spirit fair in Denver. And I think I just bought one, like a set of cards just to see. And I got my first deck was like Adoring Virtue Archangels cards. I don't know if they were tarot or oracle cards, but just like a regular basic, I'm just going to see what these are like. So, and I was just checking the cards for myself. I'd be like, let's look at this. And I think that's how it's meant to be. Like, just like you figured out your own system. I think anybody could do that with any cards. They just got to figure out how to tune into their own intuition and then just come up with how it works for them. Like everybody, it's just like math. Everybody can do math. Everybody might come to the conclusion in a different way, but usually everybody can get to the answer. Right?
Right.
So it's just trusting yourself and doing the steps that it takes for you to figure it out.
And practice.
And exactly, yeah. And
I mean,
trust.
You can't. Yeah, and trust, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And you can even have, you know, if you're using cards now, I'm saying, you can even have little, you can write on the card, just get a plain deck of cards, you can write on them what this means to you, if you're going to be the reader. And pretty soon you'll have another deck and you won't even need them at all. And I'm trying to think. I still have. Well, I developed my own deck in 1981 because I lost both parents in that year. And I was kind of looking for the why. I wasn't close to them, but it just seemed kind of unnatural. They died less than 5 months apart. So I started asking my girlfriend. I said, I don't understand this. You know, who loses their parents like this, right? And she pushed me into astrology. And then she said, well, why don't you do cards? Why don't you do this? And I knew I had met that other friend that already read cards, right? And she's the one that actually nudged me into doing what I did then. And I wrote on the cards. I just took a magic marker and I wrote on them. And what I thought, I looked at a card, what I thought it meant for me. And I started, you know, you can do houses. You can do it any way you want. And I would read for her. She was like my little guinea pig. And she called me from work every day. Okay, throw the cards. I want to know how my day is going to be. That's what she would say to me. And I'd say, her name was Barbara. I said, oh, my God, Barbara. I said, I can't do this again. Do it again and again and again. And I didn't know it at the time, but she was actually giving me, she was giving me the experience and the feeling that I was getting better at it because she was my best friend. And, of course, she's going to say to me, wow, look what you're doing. Look at how it's right. You know, and then we pick up some kind of question, you know, something that couldn't possibly come up in the cards. And all I had to do was hit on it one time. And that was good enough for her. Oh, you're good to go now. And now I got to get you reading, she said. I mean, it was hilarious. It was hilarious, but I took it very seriously. And but I did a lot of that at home, you know. But, you know, I liked doing it, but obviously that's not what I was meant to do. It really, really wasn't. And but, you see, you don't just do that. This launched you into other things.
It did.
That's
yeah.
It really, really did. So, okay, so you became a life coach, and then what did you do? I mean, I have it all here written, but I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, from there, the life coaching, it turned into speaking at women's events, you know, and then, of course, then the book. And so I launched my first book, which was, you know, about really starting to just even have the idea that you can create your own life and that you can create what you love and you can experience those things. And, you know, a lot about mindset and, you know, because some of the work, well, everything that I teach is stuff that I've gone through. Like with me, I had to really look at my mindset of, you know, why did I think that this was so bad and where did those thoughts come from? And to, you know, and then the lack mentality about, you know, not, it, just so many things lined up. And it was so interesting to me. The more I opened up to spirit to say, you know, show me what to do, show me what to learn. And going through the life coaching, well, when I was learning how to coach people, I was also doing the ideas that they gave us for myself. And so the limiting beliefs and the lack mentality and the mindset around, you know, why did I think people have to be a certain way? Like, what if I just let them be who they are? You know what I mean?
Because yeah, right. Exactly.
Things have to be this way or they have to be that way. And if they're not, well, what if they're not? Like, I really realized there was a lot of things that I felt like were so important that really were not that big of a deal, you know?
Right.
And so the mindset stuff was huge. And then, you know, even realizing that everything on this planet is really meant to work together and to work in flow. And like even the idea of money, it's an energetic flow. And so when you learn to not be afraid of money or afraid of the lack of money or afraid of, you know, having money or all of those kind of things, like it really does come down to what do you think about and what do you feel like you can deserve for success and what do you feel like you deserve to be paid, you know, and all of those kind of things. And it sounds oversimplified, but it really does come to what you're thinking about and what you feel like your value is, your personal internal value. And so that for me was huge because I see everybody else's value, but I really struggled with seeing my own. And so when I finally got to the point where I thought, you know what, God does like think that I'm valuable. And that was huge for me. So the self-worth was a huge thing. And that's really probably more than anything else. That's kind of my goal. But I feel like part of getting the self-worth is understanding that you have a divine connection. And so that's why I want to talk about like the psychic stuff. And this last book I just put out that is, you know, The Secret Experiences of a Closet Psychic was because, you know, I grew up being afraid to tell anybody about these experiences because I didn't want people to think less of me, right? So
Exactly.
I want people to understand that they are worthy. But I also want people to start talking about, because we all know things are changing and spirit's going to start getting more active with people. Like people are going to have to wake up one way or another. Right. And so I feel like it's time to really start talking about the spiritual aspects of life so that people aren't afraid of it.
So the title, The Secret Experiences of a Closet Psychic, it really makes sense because many, even right now, are still in the closet about with their gifts. I'm sure they are. They don't want anybody
what they
to
even
know.
Experience. You know, like you'll hear people laugh a little bit about, I've got a ghost in my house or whatever, but they're like afraid to actually believe it. You know, what I mean? And so, but spirit's starting to work in a whole different way, and it's time for everybody to wake up and understand that it really is part of our reality. That spirit is right there. And, you know, the other realms are right there. So it needs to be talked about just so that people don't have to
it
be
does.
Afraid.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, I'm wondering, are people still afraid that, you know, like, well, I can talk about my granddaughter. She sees things and she hears things, but she only seems to want to talk to me about them because she knows what I do. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. She'll say, come here, Grandma, I want to tell you something. Well, I know right away. She must have seen something, right? And I told my son, and my son said, well, is she afraid? And I said, she's open to it, but she's not really afraid. She just likes me to know about it. I don't know. She thinks somebody's going to take her, and I'm going to know who the taker was or something. I don't know. But she just wants me to know. He says, well, but you understand her. And he says, that's what you have with her. You go inside and understand her. It's not exterior. You're not an exterior grandmother. You actually feel her. You know her. And, oh, he loves that, you know, but, oh, yeah, she couldn't go anywhere. It wouldn't matter. In the office, Graham, come with me. You better come with me. And I said, why? Just come with me. Hold my hand. I said, I have to hold her hand going to the office, which was not that far in my house, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the cutest thing, and she still is seeing things she thought she saw. My husband, after he passed away, maybe 2 years later, and she said, well, what, can I tell you what he had on? I said, yes, tell me. Tell me how this was. And, I mean, she described. Now, she was, let's see, that was 6 years ago. She was 8 years old when he passed away. And I don't know if she remembered things about him because she didn't come over here that much because of what he had. And but it was some of the clothes that he would wear. And so I encouraged her more and more because obviously she's got some kind of untapped gift there. And I don't want her to be
right.
afraid. That's the big thing, is I don't want her to be afraid,
and
I want her to come to me. I love that she comes to me with this kind of stuff. I had a lot of people I could have gone to. However, I couldn't have gone to them because I felt that they were better than me. What was I going to say to them?
Mm.
Oh, you know, I heard so-and-so, but there wasn't a so-and-so over there. They'd look at me like, oh, yeah, oh, sure. Because, you know, see, they had an ego, the ones that I knew.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell, right? Well, now I don't encounter that now. But then they just thought that they were God's gift, you know. Oh, yes, I can I can read your cards. I can do candle drippings. Even the lady that I learned from, she kind of had an air about her. And, you know, I looked at them and I thought, I would never be like that. Never. I can't do that. So.
Yeah.
So you kept doing more and more. You wrote one book, and then you wrote another one, right?
I did. So I wrote the book, and then I created a journal. So I have a 90-day journal that you can get, and it's basically just, I call it a creation journal because if you focus on something long enough, it can start to shift. And so I did the journal, and then I wrote this next book. Has actually been written for quite a while, but things have just, it just wasn't divine timing, I guess, to get it done. But then a couple months ago, well, in November, my guides were like, okay, time to publish it. And so I had to find it and get it back out and get it formatted and get it published. And I actually just published it right before Christmas. So, and the paperback is now available today. I just got the email today. I've been struggling to get the paperback ready, but it's actually out now.
Great.
And
so now it will be on Amazon, I take it?
Yep, it's on Amazon. Yep. So you can get it in Kindle or the hard copy, so or paperback. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so
the
you know,
secret experiences of a closet psychic. You know, anybody who I think anybody who has had these feelings about themselves but have been afraid to kind of step across that line, that the invisible line, that oh God, I don't want anybody to know that I'm seeing things or hearing things or you know I don't even tell them what I hear.
Right.
You know, I don't want them to know that. They'll think, oh, God, she's going off the deep end. Well, I can tell some people because I can interpret them now. I shouldn't say that. That's make
right.
it sound like I'm cuckoo. But I can interpret them now. I get more sounds. It's really strange, and you and I will talk when we get together next week. I have more sounds that I get than voices. I don't hear words. I get sounds, and those sounds mean something, and I've learned to interpret them. And it could be a bell. Go ahead.
I almost feel it. Have you ever done anything with? Can I do almost like a reading right now?
Sure.
I don't mean to do that.
Oh, they would love it. I've got a lot of people listening to you.
Well, it makes me really wonder I really feel like you could probably interpret like light language. So there's a lot of people that talk light language, and it's very interesting, but it's so interesting because a lot of people can't understand it. Like, we don't know what they're saying. However, I have a girlfriend that talks light language, and I will say we were about 2 glasses of wine in, but I was able to translate what she was saying. You know, I don't know if I
light language.
It
light. What is it called?
Light language. So it's a
light language.
It's called. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
And it's different sounds and different, and it comes, you know, from different dialects. I know there's a couple different people on YouTube that do light language, but you usually can't understand what it is. But it makes me wonder. I'd be curious to check in with you. I'm going to send you some information about light language.
Okay, well, I can tell you what
it.
I hear. Well, one of them was, I didn't know at the time what it was, and that's when I was working with Maya Moon. And, you know, we would talk on the phone or text every day. I mean, she was like a sister to me. I mean, it really, really affected me. It still affects me. But she called this one day, and I said, well, she said, did you hear anything this morning? Because I would hear it just upon the time I was almost awake, like you're in the etheric. You're not awake, but you can hear things around you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody strum the chords on a harp.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, a harp? And I said, yeah. She said, well, just tell me what you think it is. Well, I said, first of all, it's a message from the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I said, or the angels are letting me know they're going to come and get someone. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, what if she would encourage me to go deep and say, well, what do you think? I said, well, it's a notification of something for me.
Right.
It's like a trumpet. Da-da-da-da, you know, okay.
Right.
And here it comes.
Right.
It meant something.
Right.
And that was the week before she died.
Hmm.
How about that? I didn't know it was
her. And you know, right. Everybody
but that's later on, I thought to myself, gosh, maybe that's what it was. But why would they have to tell me that?
I thought it was.
Pardon me?
Maybe so that you'd pay attention. Because if you get these little messages that you think, oh, yeah, that's a message, but I'm just going to blow it off because it's probably not, right? Because you'll rationalize yourself out of whatever you're getting. Because everybody gets their messages differently. Like you hear one certain sound and you know what it is.
Right.
But you're probably generally not going to trust yourself with that. However, I don't know why there's something with you about light language. We're going to have to figure that out.
Okay. And then I will hear a phone ring once, and it actually woke me up because I thought my phone was ringing. But my phone wasn't ringing.
Mm.
It wasn't my phone. It was the phone that I was supposed to hear the ring of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same kind of thing. So maybe that's what I do a lot of is I get messages, you know. This is an announcement. This morning, I'll tell you what I heard this morning. And I didn't even tell my friend yet. One of my friend I did, but I don't think she listens to the show. But this morning I heard, my phone is always turned off, and I just make it so it doesn't make any sounds. I don't physically shut it off. But you know the sound that you get on the messenger? A phone will give you a particular sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sound woke me up about 7 o'clock. And I went to my phone, and I thought, well, did I not turn something off? It was all off. That, to me, is a message. It's a contact.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will be contacting you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people contact me. But I think this is a contact of importance to me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know what it is.
I'll do that.
But that's the only way that, to me, it's, I mean, I've never reached my guys. I guess it's them. I always say they're probably on vacation. But whatever it was, the angels, I always like to believe it's the angels, they knew I would know what it was. Because if my phone could be sitting anywhere and I get somebody to contact me, send me, and I hear it. It makes a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know right away, oh, okay, it's somebody on Messenger that needs to talk to me. And that's how I know. But
mm-hmm.
there was no messages. So that was that. But then I also had last night a dream about Maya. She came to me. We were walking. I know she's around me. We were walking, and we went into this big house. This would be more like a dream interpretation kind of thing. We walked into this big house, and I noticed the floor, and I noticed the rooms to the right. And I looked around, and I said, isn't this house awfully big for you? What do you need all these rooms for? She said, you'll see. She said, you'll see. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So I've never dreamt of her before, and she'll be gone a year on February 16th. That dream, that she came in the dream, you'll see. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean a bigger house. It doesn't necessarily mean, I don't even know what it really means. Just something, she's showing me something big is coming. You'll see. And
mm-hmm.
it's spacious, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a house, because I have no plans to move. But
right.
she was definitely telling me something, and we were walking, and I was noticing our feet. I don't know why. I looked at her shoes, what she had on, and I know exactly what she had on. And isn't it strange? And I've never dreamt of her before. But this morning, I had my Facebook announcement, you see, after I dreamt about her. You'll see, she said. What do you need this big house for? To me, that's kind of, you know, what do you need a big house for? I mean, what are you going to do, run around and yell
right.
and play tennis? Or what are you going to do in a big house? Anyway, but you see, I think you have to learn to interpret what these little signs are if that's all you get. I mean, that's all that I get. I have things like movies in my head, but that's about something else. But as far as hearing something, those are the only kinds of things I hear. I thought, whoa, this is pretty good. I've never heard this thing before. And I love it. I wish I'd have them every morning, but I don't get it every morning when I'm in that, coming out of the sleep. I just don't, you know, so it's just for my benefit, I'm sure, all of that. But I've never heard of light language before.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. That's not what you're hearing in the mornings, because it's definitely something different. Those are more like little messages, like you said, from your angels. But when
yes,
you were talking
yes.
earlier, there's something about the light language with you. So we'll have to see how that
and
comes
and
out.
We'll continue that further. Her light language, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's
but,
interesting to me.
Okay, let's get back
know.
To you now. That's enough of me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wrote your first book, and then what made you write the second one?
Well,
Were you prompted to do that?
So when my guides, they actually, I think I said this in the beginning, they told me I'm going to write three. So I just published the second one, which is The Secret Experiences of the Closet Psychic. And I have a third one that will be starting. Another girlfriend of mine actually called me like 3 days ago, and she goes, hey, your guides won't shut up. Are you starting that next book yet? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I didn't even get a chance to finish this one yet. But I will have another book coming out. I don't know how long it'll be. But I will be starting a third one, which is still kind of ironic and funny to me, because I really never thought I would be writing books. But the next one will
be... You know, a lot of people that I have interviewed that have written... That they've told me that before. God, I never thought I would write a book. Why? What
yeah.
story am I going to tell?
Right.
What could I possibly tell in a book that people are going to want to read about? What? I mean, what?
Right. Well, you know,
and they start off
pretty...
simple like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
My guys have been pretty clear
yeah.
about just step by step, like, as long as I just stay in flow of like, okay, what next? They just kind of help direct. And you learn, it's that funny feeling in your gut. You know, like I used to tell my kids when they were little, that funny feeling in your stomach is not just a funny feeling. That's the Holy Spirit trying to direct your way. And so
I get
when
that
you're
a lot.
Doing something, Yeah, when you're doing something that isn't good for you or isn't in alignment for you or isn't going to help you, you'll get that funny feeling of, you know, I probably shouldn't do this. But if it's in line,
oh, yeah, that kind
you'll
of thing.
Really
but I'll get
about
like,
it.
I always notice I can get jumpy. Like all of a sudden I'm jumpy. Like, you know, you're anticipating something or you're going to be doing something you've never done before. So you get that afraid feeling, like, you know what that feeling like, almost like butterflies kind of. That's how people describe it. But to me, it's just being jumpy. I mean, like you're like on alert and then it'll go away. I don't get that that often. Or else I probably have to take something for it because it would completely disrupt my day. But, but you have to be so in tune, I think, to everything and be in that space. My life is guided by the magazine and stars. You know, I mean, we've got the issue up now, and now I'm getting all these things. People want to be in the magazine, which is wonderful because in the beginning I had to go out and try to get material. I mean, you know, I send you a reminder, but that's easy. But, I mean, to go and, and ask some of my publicists that I have and the publishing houses, you know, I need – you got anything for me? Oh, they send it early, sometimes a month early. Can you use this next month? Oh, my God, I just got this month up, and I'm talking about next month, right? But but it's funny how our lives – how we are guided to do what we're doing when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
And trust it. And trust it.
Well,
like,
yeah, and trust it.
Is you've got to trust it because my life right now, I almost laugh because I'm like, this is not even in a million years what I would have thought was going to happen. But I've trusted spirit every step of the way, and I've learned to check in and say, okay, is this really what I'm being led to do? And if I am, then I do it, and things just work out so much different. And it's just life becomes so much more easy when you can learn what it really means. Because you hear people throw out the term of, oh, you've got to be in the flow and you've got to be, you know, masculine and feminine and blah, 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 whatever. Well, I mean, we can get into all of that. And it is like there is parts to that that totally make sense. But it's really about learning how to tune into yourself and then knowing what's right for you and letting go of what everybody else says. Because some people are not going to
Well,
get
you know,
it.
And I meditate every morning, but I sometimes do that, like, before the show, like, I didn't even read about you. I mean, and I don't usually, maybe, if it's somebody that I don't even have to know them, because I get a lot of people that I don't really know, and I don't know them. I have a sheet that's got questions and stuff on it and all that, but most of the times I scan it early in the day, and then I sit down, and I don't even think about it. Because I can do much better just talking than reading. I mean, I can read really well, but I'm just saying reading a sheet that's been given to me about your life and your bio and all, well, that's kind of boring. I like to make it informal and fun. I look at we're laughing, and I'm sure everybody is smiling listening to our little stories here, and they're going to say to me, they're probably going to email me, what is this light, what is it called? Light language.
Light language. Now, yeah, and I mean, I don't know how to do. I don't.
I've never heard
light
of it
language.
Before.
I don't understand it. It's a high dimensional. And see, this is where the stuff is that I'm like, okay, well, I got brave enough to talk about being psychic and talk about being, you know, intuitive and talking about the angels, but there's so much more out there. So
yeah,
it's a high vibration. And it's going to happen. Like I said, the other realms are real. And so people just need to be ready to be open and not be afraid. Now, you know, and I always tell people now still use discernment. Like there's still light and dark. And so you want to know what you're connecting to. But on the other hand, there's no, you know, like you don't want to be afraid of everything. And, you know, there's just a lot of different beings out there that are willing to help us. And I know like the light languages, a lot of people think it comes from like, the Pleiadians or, you know, kind of some more of the out there, a little bit more out there stuff. So I don't know a whole lot about it other than, a few people.
I've never heard of it. Isn't that weird?
So
you'd think I would have heard of it by now.
Well, so what it is a lot for me, like, you know, in certain churches where they talk in tongues, it's very similar to that.
Ah, we must investigate this, Jennifer.
Yeah, so light language isn't something that I'm super, super familiar with, but there's some connection to you with it. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. Now, you know, I do readings and all those kind of things, but it's just there's something about that for you in there.
Well, obviously, and maybe venturing into this area will bring me into something else. But I've been noticing something. All the people that I've got lined up to interview from you, starting with you, are all more spiritual than I've had prior. Most of them are the artist kind that, you know, they play music, they write, but they're not as spiritual. What I would call as spiritual is what I'm seeing. All these interviews are lining up for. And I
so
really
you know,
like it. I mentioned
about
it last
that.
Week. What?
So think about your numerology, and this is a 3-year.
Yeah, it is. A lot of
so,
communication. That's
yeah.
a number 3. That's
a lot
the
of
third house.
And your heart. And heart, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's why yes. this year would be bringing up that. If you just look at that, just basic part of numerology and what you just said, that all ties in together.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you're going to be talking this year are more spiritual, more heart connected. It's all about communication, not being afraid to talk about things.
I love that
you know,
too.
There's
going to
be a lot.
And I mean, I'm booked until March. I mean,
good.
I've got all of February taken, which is wonderful. I could get more, but you know, I don't seek them out. I kind of let them come to me. Unless I mm-hmm. see an article or an excerpt from a book, and I really think, God, maybe I should get this person on the show. You know,
your guides
then I will invite them. Then I can invite them, and I can get them. Anybody,
your
I can get anybody.
Your guides have it lined up. Yeah, your guides have it. They're on that.
Whether
you think you've got it lined up or not.
I had one of my friends
who's
a reader. She says to me, we talked about Maya. She says, you don't have to worry about Maya. She said, anything you want is on her radar.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. She was tough.
Yep.
She said, she is there with you. And she told me she was still earthbound. And she said, why do you think? And I said, probably because she has to try to handle me. She knows I have issues. And she's trying to... You know, she just was really a lot of strength for me. And she would convene with her guides, and I love that word, convene. I just thought it was the coolest
mm-hmm.
thing. I'll convene with them, and I'll let you know tomorrow, okay? And then we'd laugh up and talk about something else. But
mm-hmm.
I believe she is here. I have her picture in my office, and she's looking right down at me. And I really feel... that I seem to be doing a lot better since this friend of mine that also works on the site said this to me. She said, but I can't figure out why she's still with you. I said, well, there's still more work to do. That's all. She knows. And I need her
mm-hmm.
guidance. And I talk to her every day, and I talk to God every day. And today I started talking to the angels, you know, and I've told people this before. Sometimes what I say to God isn't always so nice. Now, what
well,
did
right.
you do that for? I mean, like as if he's in front of me. Why did that happen today? Was that, listen to me, was that absolutely necessary to do this, to hurt all
mm-hmm.
these people? I don't understand it. I'm not going to get it. I mean, you know I'm not going to get it, but I want you to know I don't like it. And I will say that. I'm not afraid to do that. I don't bash
right.
him, but and then I'll say, now let's go on to other things. Maya used to always say to me, oh, he probably sees you talking to him and thinks, oh, my God, she's at it again. She's going to talk to me again. I do it every single day, like clockwork. You're not getting out of this one. Now, so, you know, but I believe so much, just like you, and I think you have to have that from within. And if you do, then you can nurture it, and you can allow it to grow, and you can learn from people like you, Jennifer, people like me, we've got all kinds of experiences to share, and I think it's important that but you have to be at that space, at that point, I shouldn't say space, at the right moment in time when you say, okay, I'm going to take that step. I'm going to do it. This is
mm-hmm.
the moment I need to do this. I need to do this. And I think I think it's important, and I think it's important to say that to the people that are listening, because some people get held back. They're afraid. Oh God, what am I? Should I really do this? I don't know if I should. It's anything in your life,
right.
in your life.
Exactly.
Look at it from
mm-hmm.
all angles. See what you like. See what you don't like. And then I always say, open the door, peek through, and if it looks okay, walk through that doorway. See what it's got to
mm-hmm.
offer you, because if you don't do that, you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
know,
right.
And it's and you can expand yourself. And I'm still learning so many things. And I met you. How did I meet you? Anyhow, I don't even remember anymore. I know
I
you did an article.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I don't remember either. But it's been a while now. And,
it's been a while.
You know, Jennifer
yeah.
writes for the magazine every month, and she's featured there. And we're going to be changing the magazine a little bit, making it look more like a magazine. I was just telling her about it, and I think that's going to be a good thing. We're enhancing some things and making things more available to the authors to show who they are. And you're going to like this, Jennifer, when I tell you. And this was all my idea. So, but it takes a couple months to really do it. It's a lot of changing of programming and all that kind of stuff. And we're still doing stuff on Stars. And, I'm just so thrilled that we decided to do this interview. Now, let's see, you're a Reiki master. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you told about your epiphany. Yeah. Oh, how do you help women to reach the next level? That's my last question to you.
Well, so there's so many different ways to work with me. Like sometimes when I have somebody call, they just need a reading. Like they really just need that one time, give me a reading, let me get my, you know, kind of to get the direction of where they want to go, right? If they want to go a little
right.
bit deeper, I've got the life coaching program, you know, and I try to offer everything at decent prices. So the life coaching program is actually on a pay what you can afford program right now. And then if they do that, they get discounted readings with me for the year that they're working on the program.
Right.
It doesn't take that
right.
long, but everybody wants to work at their own state or at their own pace. And so I figure if they've got a year that they know they can work with me, then that whenever it's right for them, it makes sense. They can take the program at their own pace. You know, all of that good stuff. You could go through it. And I used to laugh and say, it took me 8 years. I can help you in 8 weeks. But,
right. And you have to be open, and you have to listen.
Right. And you have to
and allow
to
somebody to
kind
of guide you. You
yes.
have to trust them.
Yep.
You have to trust
yep.
them, because if you don't do that, well, it's not going to work.
To learn
and
to trust yourself. You've got to,
yeah.
really more than anything, you've got to learn to trust yourself. So,
right.
And that's what
I guess I've done that
do because,
a lot in my life. I don't know. I've never really thought about it, but I suppose if I tore it apart, I mean, I never did anything I didn't want to do. Maybe I like even the magazine, it was kind of like dumped in my lap. Oh, I said, oh, goody, now I get to do an e-zine, it's called. Oh, yeah, you can do it. And then my one webmaster said to me, well, you have to do a blog, and he told me what a blog was. This was many years ago, before they became what they are now. I said, I have to write
mm-hmm.
for the thing every day? He said, or you can get articles and stuff like that. And I have somebody that I have, Jackie, who contributes every day. I have Stars Rainbow Rose that has her healing energy cards every day. I have tarot cards that one of my gals, Rain's Loving Insight, does that. I don't take outside blog posts. I've had people want to write for the blog. I said, no, it's for Stars. You know, everybody
mm-hmm.
knows they can write for it. Sometimes I'll write a little something in it, but not that often. I put it everywhere, and I love doing that. You know what? I figured out what I really love doing is making somebody look really good. I like
mm-hmm.
that. I get
That's
satisfaction.
Good.
It,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't. It's not about me. It doesn't matter to me. Like for you, you know, I'll promote this radio show. Candy, who I want to thank. She's listening right now. Candy did all the promo for you. She did the show page. She does all of that for me. And then Stars JC, who's Jackie, she does all the copy for me. Anything that I have, she does all of that. But I trust that. Well, you know, and I think you have to learn to trust. and let people do things. And really, I mean, I have a great business going. I have two businesses going, actually, but they all are involved in one. And I don't look at it as a business. It's just fun for me, and it's my passion, just like you, Jennifer. You love what you're doing. It's obvious in your voice and your presence. I can feel it with you that you really love what you're doing and how wonderful it is for you, because now you're going to be doing even more.
Mm, I'm excited.
And you're thinking to your and you're thinking to yourself, "Oh my God. Well, look at me. I don't even know what my you'll see is for Maya."
I don't know.
Yeah, right? She told me like last year, you know, maybe at the end of last year, like November, she says, "My guys told me you're going to have 3 surprises." I said, "Well, what kind of surprises?" She said, "Well, I don't know. They're not going to tell me, then they won't be a surprise."
Right.
"Think about it," she said. I said, "Well, yeah, but I want to know. Can't you give me a hint? Tell them I want a hint." She says, "Oh, my God, you're like a little kid." And I am. But I don't know what the surprises are. But you're right about just staying open and surround yourself with people that really love you, though. And it's not family. People that really love you, what it is about you they love. And you know, Candy's one of them, and Jackie's one of them. They're like my champions, Jennifer. You get champions. You get those who are going to be, it doesn't matter. I mean, they trust you. You trust them. And that's how I've made this business work so well, is by, and I didn't have anybody in the very beginning. I just had me. But I think, you know, God, the angels decided, well, this is going to get pretty big. She can't do all this herself. So it is getting bigger. So, I just think it's wonderful. I'm so happy I met you to begin with, because you're so talented and
me
so
too.
Gifted. And I want everybody to get your book, The Secret Experiences of a Closet Psychic, now in paperback on Amazon. And you have a site that they can go to. I want to mention that. And, yes, we've gone over time, but that doesn't matter. We have it set for 90 minutes. You and I could still go another 20 minutes, you know.
We could probably keep talking.
Oh, yes. Your site is www.jenniferlonberg.com. So it's JenniferLonberg.com. And you're going to see her beautiful face right at the top, what she does, and all the things, her life coach. You could book a reading with her. She has a blog, all kinds of beautiful things, beautiful colors. That's what I always look at when I go to sites. I love to see colors, and you have a lot of my colors are right there, and I love them, and it's really wonderful. And I thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything you want to say before we end our wonderful hour and some minutes?
Thank you so much for having me be a guest. I love that we met. I love the connection. I love that you're doing what you're doing and just having these conversations with people so that whoever's listening can just be open to it. Don't be afraid of it. Know that everybody's gifted. Everybody's going to get it differently, but I really do feel like this year is about awakening. Even though there's been so much talk about awakening and ascension and all of those things, I think it's going to be on an even bigger scale this year. And I think it's important. So thank you for doing what you do.
Well, you're welcome. And I love what I do. I have a passion for it. And somebody, Maya used to, I keep bringing her name up for some reason. I guess she's on my mind. She used to always say, "Well, you know, Natalie, I don't even need to talk. You can talk the whole hour." And that was true. Unless it was about a subject that she knew the archangels and she knew all of this. I mean, I could ask questions, but she kind of really set the topic. And then she'd say, "Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to you. And I know you're going to have a lot to say." And I always would come up with stuff. I mean, you know, and we'd hang up and she'd call me and she'd say, "Didn't I tell you you could talk 2 hours on the air? It would be easy for you." Yeah, but if it's something that I really love. And she says, "I don't think you do anything that you don't love."
Right.
And I don't.
And I think
I have the passion.
I think you're more gifted than you let yourself have credit for.
Probably. But you and I are going to talk next week. And
yes.
I can't wait. And it'll be good. And thank you, Jennifer, for being a guest on my show. And perhaps sometime in the near future, like next year sometime, June-ish or sometime, we'll have you on again. Because this hour just flew by. Just flew by.
It did.
And who knows, maybe you'll be ready to publish your next book.
I might be.
I think so. Well, with that, I'm going to close out the show. Don't hang up yet, Jennifer. I'm going to close out the show. Thank everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I know you enjoyed our informal chat that we have. And I also want to thank Candy again. She's in the chat room. She holds that up all the time. She comes in and does all the work, all the PR, anything you see on Facebook, on Instagram. Well, I do Instagram also, but she does the Twitter thing. She blasts everybody out. She does my show page. And, of course, Jackie might be listening, and she does beautiful work for me every single day. She's just almost like having, well, she worked for a general in the Army, and she just covers it all. I need this. I have it in 5 minutes, and that's no joke. I mean, how many people would love to have somebody like her? How many people?
Yeah, she sounds just fantastic.
Well, she really is. She really is, but so is Candy. I send Candy all these forwards. Okay, get rid of this and get rid of that. And okay, got it. Yeah, but you see, you love them, and they know that, and they love you, and that's what makes my job so easy. So with that, I always end my show, Jennifer, with the same thing, and everybody knows what I'm about and how I do it, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night. Good night, Jennifer. I love you. Good night, Candy.
Good
I love
night.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.